Locals celebrated promises kept by the federal government with a giant check for $35.2 million. It represents the final payment for an unfinished road along the north shore of Fontana Lake. The road would have been a connection to homesteads and gravesites that were covered by the lake after the construction of Fontana Dam in the 1940s.
I want people to understand that Swain County citizens made a huge sacrifice when they left their homes and left everything that they had.
That's Phil Carson. He's the chair of the Swain County Board of Commissioners. Carson took part in the 2010 decision to favor a $52 million settlement from the government instead of asking for the road to be completed. He also helped file the county's lawsuit in 2016 after payments for the settlement stopped coming in. Carson says he's relieved the full amount is in the bank.
It's time for us to accept what was given, take that and use it wisely, and it'll benefit us for many generations to come.
The money is currently in an investment account at the state treasury. Swain will not be able to take any money out of the account, but they will receive a check for the interest earned each year. Last year, when there was only $16.8 million in the account, the county received about $300,000 in interest. That was used to buy new emergency vehicles. Next year, they expect to see over $1 million in interest to put toward their budget. That's a big chunk of change for Swain County. Its most recent budget was just $28 million. As a sixth-generation native of Swain County, this is a personal win for Republican State Representative Mike Clampett. His family cemetery is one of the places along the shore of the lake that is still inaccessible without the promised road. He says the settlement is a good place to start.
Animosity to the federal government has been tremendous based over the years. It won't bind all wounds. You know, we still have the scars on our heart.
There is talk that the federal government might build a campground at the end of what is officially called Lakeview Drive, making the road to nowhere a road to somewhere. This is Lily Kinnett, BPR News.